It's 10 a.m. It's time for the news, sports and weather.
Starting with national news, the Council of State has approved government plans to extend Sunday working hours for small retailers, clearing the way for a parliamentary vote. Shops with up to 30 employees will be allowed 8-hour shifts instead of 4. Parliament is debating major state infrastructure projects and their funding this morning. Later, MPs will discuss the liberalisation of the health system. Opposition MPs have accused Luxembourg's government of contradicting its climate commitments by supporting EU measures that weaken environmental rules. Environment Minister Serge Wilmers has firmly rejected the claims, insisting the 1.5-degree target remains achievable. In other news, French President Macron begins his state visit to China today, meeting President Xi Jinping to discuss bilateral relations, trade and international issues. The EU will also unveil measures to reduce dependence on Chinese rare materials. NATO foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels to discuss Ukraine peace efforts and further military assistance. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio is absent. Luxembourg is represented by Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel. Meanwhile, EU lawmakers and member states have reached a deal to ban all imports of Russian gas by autumn 2027. The overnight accord aims to break a dependency the bloc has struggled to end despite the invasion of Ukraine. A 29-year-old Afghan man has been charged with murder after shooting two National Guards in Washington last week, killing one. The former CIA worker who received US asylum 4 years ago has pleaded not guilty. And US singer Sabrina Carpenter has condemned the White House for using her song in a video showing immigration raids, calling it evil and disgusting. The White House has refused to apologise, saying it would not stop deporting criminals. Moving to sport, and in football, Bayer Leverkusen knocked Borussia Dortmund out in the last 16 of the German Cup with a 1-0 win away last night. Leverkusen will be joined in the quarterfinals by RB Leipzig, who beat Magdeburg 3-1 at home, along with Hertha Berlin and St. Pauli, who won earlier on Tuesday. Bayern Munich play at Union Berlin tonight, while holders Stuttgart are away at Bochum. And a planned sports museum in Esch has sparked political controversy, with the LSAP alleging procurement irregularities as costs have nearly doubled to 32 million euros. Sports Minister Georges Michaud has rejected all claims of wrongdoing. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's another day with cloud-filled skies, and this will continue throughout the day with some rain showers in the morning and in the late afternoon as well. Temperatures are around 5 degrees now and only moving up to 6 to 8 degrees in the afternoon.